We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
I hate the morning. The only good thing that I like about the morning, if I'm even up, is a sunrise.
It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive.
O'clock in the morning. Monday Morning Madness is back underway. I got to do a brief intro today, folks. It's kind of a long story. So, it's going to be a special episode because for this week and the next two, or the next week, so the next two episodes, I'm going to be training people, new WMFO future DJs. And there are three of them in my group, and I'll tell you what, none of them are here. Yeah, I guess Monday morning at 7 o'clock isn't really an ideal time, but one of them just texted me and said he's downstairs, so I gotta get the show moving and then put a song on and then walk all the way downstairs and hope nothing catches on fire in the meantime. But I'll tell you what, it's a beautiful day outside. It's a beautiful day to go walk a couple of flights of stairs if that's something you're gonna do, especially if those stairs are outside. But the sun's coming up. I've had a lot of coffee. I'm feeling great. So Monday Morning Madness will be back, of course, you know, the usual weekly shenanigans. And then next week, I'll tell you what, just between you and me, next week, each of these new DJs is going to have 15 minutes on the air, so it's going to be quite an eccentric show. So, something to look forward to, I suppose. But plenty to talk about today. Lots of stuff happened in the world of music within just the last week, so it's going to be an exciting one, I promise you that. And as always, on Monday Morning Madness, we're going to give you the best damn music you're going to hear this early in the morning, just about anywhere. This is Joe Walsh, of course. I'm Adam Kirchville. And this is WMFO in Medford, Tufts University's best freeform radio station. All right, let's go walk some stairs. Joe Walsh there with Rocky Mountain Way on WMFO in Medford. I got to turn all your mics on. All my people are here now. We have arrived, so let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Mics are on. So, why don't you guys say hello, introduce yourselves, tell us about yourselves.
Hey, what's up, people? My name is William. It's the first time being here at WMFO and in this great morning.
Happy Monday morning.
Hey, what's up? My name is Wes Clark. First time here, too, as well. It's just a great day. A little early, though.
Yeah, so. Yeah, so it goes.
Hey, guys, this is Gabe Cano speaking here. Second time up here. First time as a guest. Now I'm training. It's great to be here.
So you guys looking to have shows this semester? Is that the plan?
Yeah.
Maybe not early morning, though, yeah?
It's fine.
I think a lot of new DJs like to do this thing where they come in at, like, oh, I should put on my background music. Oh, yeah. Okay. A lot of new DJs like do this thing where they come in at like 3 o'clock in the morning, and that sounds terrible to me, and I would never, ever want to do that. Like, wake up at 2 in the morning and then come in for an hour and then go back to sleep at 4.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like the early morning slot. Gets you up.
Yeah.
Like 7 a.m.?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a nice way to wake up.
It's great.
And yeah, like, no, not that early.
Well, the thing about this slot is that I wouldn't be doing anything else anyway. I'd just be sleeping, so I don't even feel bad about, you know, not doing work. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's not too bad.
Not too bad.
And you get to just, you know, be annoying on air at 7 in the morning. All right. Well, everybody, we've got some logistical things to talk about. So, in the meantime, here's a little bit from, when did this come out? 2012? Volmich from Wolfpack. Any fans in the group? It's called It Gets Funkier 2. Enjoy.
Thank you. candlelight. I can't sleep cause my bed's on fire. Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire. Psycho killer.
Yeah.
LCD Sound System there with Call the Police, which came out, what was that? That was just now. Have a seat. What are you standing up for? All right, let's see. There's my background track. And all your mics are on, so don't say anything stupid. Okay, so let's see. So it's now 7:25. And for educational purposes, we need to play a PSA every single hour. One PSA. Because of an old... I'll tell you the history. So back in the day, WMFO was an AM station operated by... It was WTUR, Tufts University Radio. What happened was there's, you know, the train tracks behind the station. And one day in, I don't know, we can call it the 80s, a bunch of students wanted to up the broadcast frequency or wanted to up the power of... WMFO or WTUR at that time. So they went out back and they hooked the station up to the railroad track as if the railroad track were the broadcast antenna and just broadcasted using that as our kind of power source and really violated all of the FCC's codes. So the FCC was like, okay, we're going to shut you guys down. We don't want you guys to operate anymore. And I think we stayed that way for, I read the history of this sometime, probably 15 years. And then we opened it back up and made it WMFO, which stands for Medford. And so as a result, we have community programming, so members of the Medford Somerville community can come and broadcast, and we now have to play PSAs, as mandated by the FCC. So there's a binder of PSAs right there. I almost never read from them, because on Rivendell, our friendly machine friend, all of these funky little buttons are different PSAs that you can play. And you get to read about them a little bit, get a little bit of a blurb or a sense of what they're for. We've got some PSAs, some station IDs. I don't know what, a show promo. I want a show promo. Vintage PSAs are always really weird. So, you know, donations PSAs, sometimes I play those, but not frequently. I usually like to stick to the plain old PSAs. You play one per hour or say one per hour on the air. And then the FCC doesn't come after you. But those are really fun to read from the binder if you put a little background music on to kind of change the mood. Like you read a PSA about like mice or something and put on the theme from Psycho. Really fun. But so right now, let's listen to one of these PSAs. I do like the 60-second pre-diabetes test. Kind of a fun one. All right, let's do it.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have pre-diabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes. Another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. Two if you're very overweight. And three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio pre-diabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because pre-diabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
So now you know. You know two things. One, that I don't have pre-diabetes. And two, that we just, you know, the FCC is cool with us now. The other thing that we need to do to make the FCC cool with us is do station IDs between 55 and 5 every single hour. So that all that means is there's a sign. Where'd they put the sign? You have to say, oh, there's the sign right there. You have to say WMFO Medford or WMFO in Medford between 55 and 05 every hour. Just so that people who are listening know what they're listening to. I didn't make the rule. But so just make sure it gets done is really all that I need to say about that. But now for those of you listening, we've gotten our PSA out of the way. You guys have anything to say? Because if you don't say anything on the radio, no one knows that you're here. Probably just sounds like me talking to myself. Tell us a little about yourselves. Gabe, what are you studying?
Well, I'm studying international relations. I'm a little nervous today because I have an interview at 11 for this job, so It's a weird mixture of emotions because I'm nervous, but it's also my birthday.
Oh! So, Gabe, what the heck? Happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah. It's a weird combination because it's kind of like the worst day. I'm really stressed.
So what are you, 22? Should we play the Taylor Swift song?
I'm 22, but you should not play the Taylor Swift song. Do it after I leave. But no, it's a great start to my day. Happy to be here.
Cool. What about the rest of you?
I don't know. I've been a pretty chill weekend. It was fun, but not like too crazy.
I gotcha.
So
yeah.
It's like good to like. It's a good transition to the rest of the week.
Gotcha.
Really nice. I have Caltech today.
Oh, gotcha.
And it's like, and this is like a really good start for my day.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing to be here in the morning.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm sure our listeners all agree. All right, we're gonna get back to doing some work. Here's a little Arcade Fire.
Every inch of sky's got a star. Every inch of been too much fun.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things, what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. 'Cause just like
was Mark Ronson there, and of course Amy Winehouse on Valerie. So we're trying to discover what music to play next. I was just looking at the new Frank Ocean song. Let's see. Boom, 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 boom. All right, all your mics are on, so you can talk if you want. I was just listening, or just found the Frank Ocean song has no curses in it, which is very exciting, so I'll probably play that at some point. But what was that one that you were talking about?
So it's just this guy called Alex Cameron, and he's part of some other band too. I don't listen to them, but he's like, it's kind of like an 80s vibe kind of stuff, but like maybe not so, I don't know, like out there as the 80s stuff was. It's very like real stuff. I don't know how to describe it.
Interesting. Well, I'm on the Spotify page right now. Do they have bad words in them?
Yeah, I think some of them do, and I'm not sure.
All right, I'm going to look up some lyrics.
Definitely don't play Marlon Brando. That's like the only one I know.
Well, the biggest one on his Spotify page is called Happy Ending. Let's see. Bum, bum, bum. Looks pretty good. All right, so let's do it. Why not? Come on, let's have a good time. All right, so this is a song that I've never heard before, so I hope it's not terrible. Happy Ending by Alex Cameron. Enjoy.
I'm trying to think if this is the one from his album that I know, because I've only listened, like, one of his albums all the way through.
I'm looking forward to it.
Start acting out if I don't see him soon. Yeah, my best friend ain't back and out of still on sight. Fool, I'm the only one out here on the night loose. I'm the only one out here on the night loose. Trophy case still light, body need a race stripe. And these minerals on my body break light. And these reds on my body break light. New man coming up ahead on his own too. You a natural blondie like Coco. Sleeping on my belly in a loop like a serpent. Talking heads rippling on the surface. Eyes low, chin every shoegazer. Moonwalking RIP Stanley Kubrick.
You had you some birthdays, could you prove it? Show me the wisdom in your movement. Show me some wisdom in your movement.
Feelings you provide, feelings you provide. I know. I know the feelings I know. Hey.
changed my life. You live like I live. You couldn't live without it. Said I'd be a new best friend. But what? Yeah. You too late to water. I might change my life.
All for you. All for you. Provided diamond lane, it didn't exist. Packed Astro van and brought my kids through. Prodigy on the eldest. Throw the gilding on the children. Hand me down fits. Chest pass, he missed off rotation. Stiff smile, just like I'm Apex Twin. Paddock on your pack, tryna find my zip. Blunt twist, tight ropes, I'm not falling. Watch friends go pro through fish out lens. Drowning off clear, I just saw jaws. Diving under influence.
Feeling like the Lord just out of reach for me. How I feel, letting man speak.
How I feel, letting man speak for me.
How they feel, keep your ears split for me. Can't shoot my face if you spit for me.
Spit for me.
Had you some birthdays, could you prove it? Show me the wisdom in your movement. Show me some wisdom in your movement.
Feelings you provide, feelings you provide. I know, I know. Feelings I, feelings I know. I know. Feelings you provide, feelings you provide. I know. I know the feelings I know, the feelings I
tonight I might change my life.
All for you, all for you.
everybody. That was Skip Tracing by Mild High Club, a song suggested by Gabe, which I had never heard before, but turned out to be pretty good. All right. They've all headed out, so it's back just me again in the studio. We've got, what, 3 more minutes before 8 o'clock? So I figured I'd squeeze in a little bit of David Bowie for you with from The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and The Spiders from Mars. My favorite song in the album, I know. It's a weird thing to say, but Soul Love, really good song. Anyway, this has been a week of Monday Morning Madness. I'll see you next week, of course. The three trainee boys are going to operate the studio for 15 minutes. We're going to get to hear what they listen to, but it'll still be Monday Morning Madness.
Stone love, she kneels before the grave, a brave son who gave his life to save a slogan that hovers between the headstone and her eyes, for they penetrate her grieving. You love a boy and girl, the talking new words that only they can share in you words. A love so strong it tears their hearts to see. Bleeding hours of morning, love is careless in its choosing, streaming over across a nightmare. Love descends on those defenseless. Give me a love would spark confusion. Inspirations have I none, just a touch from lightning dove. All I have is my love of love, and love is not loving. So